Until recent years, farming has been an economic mainstay in the Matanuska Valley. But changing times and climate have been both a curse and a boon to local vegetable producers. Since the time of Depression-era colonists, valley farmers have made a living off the land sowing root crops, such as potatoes or carrots, as well as hay and other livestock forage. But new challenges and new ideas are shaping up old conceptions about Alaska's agricultural capabilities. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Leroy Heaven settles back in his easy chair and reminisces.
We don't farm ourselves right now that much. I still have a few potatoes, but we lease our land to a farmer, and he raises hay on it for horses and cows.
He and his wife, Margaret, have lived on the 45 acres off Wasilla's Fairview Loop for four decades or more. They are remodeling their tiny old farmhouse, adding new rooms with bay windows that look out over a frosty setting as November spins down toward year's end. Outside the front door, a denuded pear tree frames a red barn.
That's an old colony barn that we're going to bulldoze down, and we bought it and had it moved over here to save it.
Saving it is something that the Heavens are used to doing. They bought the farm in the first place to save it from becoming a gravel pit. Leroy Heaven has lived in the valley since he was a teenager, when his parents moved there to escape crowded Anchorage. When he married Margaret, they grew potatoes, and Leroy supplemented the family income by taking on a rural mail route. She taught school. Heaven says in the old days, only the larger farms made it on agriculture alone. But small growers helped experiment.
I mean, it'd be the territory when they had the experimental station. That was a big help when that was going in the 50s and 60s. The best potatoes that grow here, they came from there. We can raise corn now that we didn't used to be able to because of that.
Long summer days help Alaska cabbages and zucchini. Radishes and lettuce grow way out of proportion to their puny relatives outside. Heaven says root crops, like carrots and potatoes, do best in the valley's soil and climate.
But, of course, a lot of stuff is seasonal. It's the idea of trying to store it or trying to have the supply through the winter. That's the rough one.
In the old days, produce from the garden was canned or frozen, he says, but people don't want to take the time to do that now. Heaven says farming is bound to change, but it has a future.
Well, I think there is in truck farming, in the vegetable farming part. The market's here, and I suppose you've heard that we've only got about a two-week supply if something happens to the shipping to Alaska. We're almost like an island, and I think that's woke a few people up, and I think that's what's caused the truck farming to grow.
Over in Palmer, a sharp right turn off the highway takes you to Arthur Keyes's farm. Keyes heads the Matsu chapter of the Farm Bureau. He's got a small truck farm and huge ideas. Inside a roomy, newly built house, his three children are playing on this chilly day.
Can I try it? I love honey.
You want me to get you a little container and take some home with you?
He offers a cup of hot tea with honey from his own hives. The bees of summer fed on zucchini blossoms, but the squash field is crusty with snow now. Keyes is no less enthusiastic about farming than his Heaven, and he's hip to the internet and how he can use it as a tool to help his business reach even further.
This is where my future's at. We are planning on going year-round. We actually have it on our website, and that's how we describe it on the website, you know, and introducing the only year-round CSA produce box program featuring Alaskan vegetables.
His GlacierValleyCSA.com website. CSA means community-supported agriculture, signs people up online to get a weekly delivery of fresh veggies all summer, and in winter, root crops boosted with organic goodies from elsewhere. Art delivers the order.
That's cherry, chocolate cherry bread.
Keyes boosts the box with sweets from an Anchorage baker and with produce from Alaska growers. Let's peek inside this week's box.
We have Alaskan-grown, certified organic parsley root. Then we have Alaskan russet potatoes. We have Alaskan yellow onions, and we have Alaskan carrots. From outside, we have certified organic garnet yams, certified organic celery, certified organic chard, very nice stuff, conventionally grown fresh California almonds. For just kind of a treat in this week's box, I put one certified organic pomegranate.
Variety, not a problem during summers, is a cold month challenge. But Keyes says the storage problems of old that put the kibosh on Alaska mass marketing are no longer an obstacle to Alaska growers. A short drive takes us to a small warehouse off a dirt road.
Step on in.
Oh my goodness!
The bright orange pile stretches up to the ceiling.
Oh, it smells like heaven.
And the aroma of carrots is fresh and delightful.
There's sensors throughout the pile, and it's all computer controlled and monitored. If there's ever a problem, this building is equipped. It has its own phone, and it will call, and it will find a solution to the problem.
Fantastic machines in the warehouse's other rooms sort, peel, grade, and bag carrots with the Matanuska Valley label. Keyes says his dream is to see Alaska carrots, carrots of superior quality because of the high sugar content, shipped out of state to California and Washington.
Here, you can see the onions are stacked up.
Next, we see an onion storage facility.
But that's an Alaskan-grown yellow onion. You can't go to your local grocery store and buy this right now, but hopefully someday you can.
Keyes holds an onion in his hand. It's small, compact, with golden, papery skin. It is crisp, not mushy, and I can imagine the multiple layers tightly wound around its core. The onion is one of thousands resting in wooden bins inside a storage barn.
They are learning how to cure them, and that's the whole trick with the onions, so that they store all winter. Because an onion will last a long, long time in storage if it's been cured right. But there's a trick to that. There's some science behind it, and it's going to take some experience. They've been growing onions for 5 years now.
Valley onions could take the place of imported varieties in Alaska grocery stores. Keyes says the Eat Local and organic movements have given new life to small farms.
It's a matter of having the vision and doing it.
Leroy Heaven once harvested potatoes where Wasilla's newest shopping center stands now. Heaven says years ago, he could have bought that land for thousands. Now it is worth millions underneath its asphalt and concrete shroud. And that's the kind of development Art Keyes wants to stave off. He says the state needs to have a division of renewable natural resources to give farmers a voice. I'm Ellen Lockyer.